Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer and I talk all about AEW Dynamite, especially the new signee, Tony Storm. Also, we get into Thunder Rosa's promo and why we loved it. Speaking of AEW Dynamite, we speak to Jay Lethal just after his big match with Jon Moxley and what's going to happen Friday night at Ring of Honor Supercard. And just days away from night number one of WrestleMania, we talk to Bianca Belair, who's going up against Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Tony Storm, new signee for AEW, Tommy.
Yeah, it was Tony Khan had said he had a big surprise in the women's division, going to be a player. And he picked perhaps the hottest prospect who is still available. You know, it's baseball season and everyone's talking about all these talents that are not signed with teams. If you're a New York fan, Michael Conforto is the big name who always pops up. But Toni Storm was the biggest, the buzz about her since she basically just left WWE. And hey, it's a big pickup. If used properly, she'll be a gigantic star. You saw that she was trending a couple of days ago, maybe a week, just based upon like her own social media. And now that she has television behind her, she looks great. She also had a lot of energy and she looked super duper happy and the fans loved her. And with that mix right away and working with the Bunny, who is such excellent talent. I could sit here and praise the Bunny for a long, long time because I'm a big fan of a Bunny. And it's just the two women worked out well. It was a nice debut for her. And I would love to also see the Bunny get something too, because I think she is a very, very talented woman.
Yeah, I agree with you on Bunny. And with Toni Storm, like, she just seemed emotional throughout the match. I mean, she got a little emotional when the match was over from the reception of the crowd, but it also seemed like she was getting a little emotional during the match as well. Listen, you know, a lot of people, when they get released from the WWE, Tommy, you know this from our callers, right away, everyone's like, all right, when is AEW going to sign them? When are they going to get signed by AEW? AEW can't just sign everybody. And obviously there's a lot of examples of that, of wrestlers that have gotten released from the WWE. Toni Storm is, though, somebody that has so much potential, Tommy. And as Excalibur was saying, Excalibur was going through her resume, you know, especially what she did with Stardom in Japan. And she's seasoned. She is a veteran of this business, believe it or not. A lot of people may not realize that if they just look at her career in the WWE, but tremendous upside with Toni Storm, Tommy. And I think she's going to have one hell of a career in AEW. And now, again, perceived as a weakness, just a couple years ago, another strength of that women's division in AEW.
Yeah, you know, we spoke about with Tony, his roster is super duper deep. It is a process, you know, we've discussed Tony Brain with him a couple of times, you know, when he talked about people being hurt, you know, and that's when you have the pencil, and you want to do something and somebody gets hurt. Okay. Who's going to be this next person to step up, or who's this next person who's going to get me more and more interest? You think about, she was trending because of, she made X amount of dollars in 1 hour. That was what she started trending for. And now, you know, that's being on national television will fuel that. But, and you talk about, she was smart enough to realize she wasn't going to be the person in WWE. I guess she saw the writing on the wall. I guess she saw that maybe WWE has something against Australians because they kind of don't push them all to the top. It's a different, when you come out there and you feel the love and you feel that, like, wow, this could be a change, or somebody, all the fans know how much, like, we love certain talents. You could feel that energy. But when you're going out there, at times it's just going through the motions. And when she gets called up, and then she was up there for a while and just not used a lot and going through the motions, all that stuff, it's kind of like, eh, you know? And, you know, everybody, if you don't have passion for what you're doing, it's time to move on. And, you know, she did. She took her ball and went somewhere else, and hopefully that works out for her, and I think it will.
And it was funny because she did get into a program almost right away on SmackDown with Charlotte Flair, but it was completely one-sided. Like, they didn't use, like, I think the fans were excited for Toni Storm. They loved her with NXT. When she came to SmackDown, I thought it got a pretty damn good reception, and I think the fans wanted to see her there. But they put her in a program right away with Charlotte that was completely one-sided. At some points, even embarrassing to Toni Storm. And I hate to say that, because when you're in a program with the top of the card like Charlotte Flair, it should be a good thing. But it just wasn't for Toni Storm. I think this is definitely a good fit for her in AEW.
Yeah, man. When you're working with the top, and you said it was super duper one-sided, where do you go after that?
Yeah.
To the bottom. And, you know, hey, maybe there was other stuff. Who knows? You put that past and you move forward. You know, this is, we're talking about Dynamite. We're also talking about WrestleMania season, but you have brought up an interesting thing about, hey, guess what? That happens, and it's going to happen a little bit in AEW too. People's contracts start coming up. If you're been there for a while, it's not necessarily that you're going to be re-signed, even though they have new, hopefully, I don't want to say new television, but they have a new company with Ring of Honor. But it's competition, man. There, yeah. Football, how many roster spots? Baseball, how many roster spots? There's only a certain amount of roster spots that you could, that's why you always kind of want to, you always have to have your game on par, because, hey, you know, that's what happens with anybody's length of a contract. And then if it's injuries, there's so many different factors that go into it. But Toni has new life, and she's going to really, really shine, I feel, on this platform, at least for a while.
I believe so, too. And again, like, it really does strengthen this women's division. When you look at the acquisitions over the last year for AEW, it's just making that division stronger. And now it's time to really build strong stories. That's what I think they really need to do with that division. Obviously, they're doing it with the AEW Women's Championship with Thunder Rosa and Nyla Rose. But with that rest of that division, let's build some stories. Let's make them a bit stronger. And obviously, that's going to get a lot of emotion with that crowd. It's great having the surprises. It's great having those new signees. But now you got to start to build stories.
This week on Hope Solo Speaks. So tackling transgender athletes in sport on this podcast was something I felt the need to do. I grew up in a strong Christian home from a long line of leaders in our church. I was taught love and kindness. The hate that I have witnessed towards the transgender community from many Christians is the opposite of the example that was set forth by Jesus Christ. Listen to Hope Solo Speaks on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thunder Rosa. And Thunder Rosa had her big promo. Don't forget, she wasn't able to do it last week, Tommy, because she was attacked by Nyla Rose. Well, last night, Thunder Rosa got on the microphone. And I found it odd. On social media, a lot of people were saying, wow, Thunder Rosa needs a manager. I was kind of thrown off by that because I loved Thunder Rosa's promo last night because it showed emotion and passion. It's kind of like what we talked about with Ronda Rousey the last time she was with the WWE, where, you know, once in a while she would flub a word. But that's how you talk when you're mad. That's how you talk when you're emotional. You're going to flub a word or two. I thought that was the beauty of Thunder Rosa's promo last night, Tommy.
Well, if you're listening to this show, you know that we never flub words for 3 hours.
Oh, my. By the way, Tommy, thank you very much. Because I fucking flub a word every 10 seconds, my God. I flub a word. Why? Because I'm screaming and yelling and I'm passionate and I'm excited and I got emotion behind what I'm saying. So, hey, when you're emotional, you let your emotions get the best of you. Yeah, everybody says they don't want a scripted promo. They don't want it read off like it's been hand-typed for them and given to them before they went out there and the microphone. So when somebody gets emotional, you have a problem with it? Odd.
Dave, let me try to explain something to you because, and I've said this many, many times, but it applies literally every day. Toni Storm comes out and is trending. It's an amazing, amazing moment. I wake up and I see Ruby Soho is trending. And you have, why is Ruby Soho trending? And then you're like, they're comparing her to Toni Storm. And then everyone goes, well, she'll be popular for a month and then she won't be there anymore. And I'm like, is this really a trend? Yeah. That people are talking about the negative as opposed to talking about the positive. When last week, Thunder Rosa, I'll even backtrack a little bit, just that happened. Me, you, and Jay Lethal are three people within the wrestling industry, and we're debating what we would do last on a show that neither of us have any input on. Jay's going to be wrestling on it, but that's up to the owner and the owner to decide. But there'll be a whole bunch of people like, well, I should have done this. I should have done that. We even had the caller calling in talking about Toni Storm. And then like, well, I hope it doesn't happen. Just enjoy this moment. If yeah. anything, from the last, 2 years, enjoy what we have for that time, because you don't know if it's going to last. We literally were talking about WrestleMania. We're all hyped. We're all hyped about going to a party. We could not do this party before. Why? Because we're in a pandemic. Enjoy what we have, because you don't know when it's going to be there. If people want to talk about a flub line and great, go back and then talk. Or then I say, great, why don't you go and say something that's in your head in front of thousands of people. If I take it even further, Nyla Rose got a lot of heat last week for beating up and not letting Thunder Rosa speak. And I was like, what is going on here? Wait, we're mad that someone didn't let somebody to talk? Dave, because I know if you keep interrupting me, I'm going to fire up on you. Guess what? That's Nyla Rose's job. It's Nyla Rose's job to make you mad. It's Nyla Rose's job to make you want to hear what Thunder Rosa says. So if she takes that away from you, you should be pissed at her, but not pissed at her that you want to see her not on television, or not pissed. Like, how dare she's a bad guy, a bad villain. That's what she's supposed to do.
And that emotion is what you want. Why were people upset? Because they love Thunder Rosa. They thought that that was the moment where she could have a mic in hand and address the crowd. Nyla Rose took that moment away. So remember that. So when those two are in the ring, it's, hey, I'm rooting for Thunder Rosa, because Nyla Rose is such a jerk that she took Thunder's moment away in front of thousands of fans in her home state of Texas. Remember that. That's what heels are supposed to do, Tommy.
1, 2, 3, kid, Scott Hall. How many times did we see the 1-2-3 kid lose until, and it literally made his career? Think of how simple it is. We saw this guy lose all the time. One match, one set for 3 seconds, that changed somebody's trajectory in their life.
Yep.
And Scott Hall being the arrogant prick character helped somebody else. We've told so many great Scott Hall stories, but there's a lot more to that. But that's wrestling 101.
Well, Tommy, you just said it, and we do this a lot when it comes to wrestling. What do we compare it to? The Rocky movies. Well, Thunder Rosa's journey was like the first Rocky movie, right? Britt Baker, you know, here's Britt Baker. This is the esteemed champion. This is the one that everybody loves. She's the darling of the women's division of AEW and a class unto herself. Here comes Thunder Rosa that had to work her ass off, right? You know, the indie scene. You know, she even dabbled in MMA, the NWA. You know, she had to build herself up to even, I mean, when she had that lights out match, she wasn't even signed with AEW. So we saw her. Yep. So we saw that story unfold in front of our eyes. And then she wins the championship. Now Nyla Rose, now she's playing the role of Clubber Lang. Now she's playing the role of Spoiler. This is the next chapter in the story of Thunder Rosa. So like you said, Tommy, enjoy it. I just said that we need more stories in the women's division. Well, here's a story in the women's division.
One thing that really, really stood out to me too, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if English was her first language, correct? She was born in Mexico?
Yes.
Great. So people are going to get on another person when English was their second language to go out there and talk emotionally in front of a whole live audience and millions of people on television. And if someone wants to debate me about millions of people on television, when you talk about ratings and you talk about, and I know you've gotten on this with Bubba a lot of times, it is so much more about how people consume content. I know people want to talk about the Impact wrestling ratings. I know per week how much people are consuming Impact wrestling. And guess what? It has beyond, I'm talking millions, if you put everything in the same universe, in the sense of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, this, that, and the other thing. It's millions because it's somebody's job to give you that. Anyway, back to Thunder Rosa. Somebody wants to critique or then get something negative about a person. Think about if that was you and you're put in that spot. Think about also if English is not your first language. How, think if you were put in an arena in Mexico, hey, go cut a promo in Spanish, how you would do. Don't ride the negative narrative, ride the positive. That's all I'm trying to say, because it's so wrong of you to do that. You have no clue how it affects other people or that person that you're seeing, because you can see everything.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because it's ridiculous. If you think about it, it's really ridiculous. And the only reason I'm bringing it up because I saw so many people post on social media about her needing a manager. She was yelling into a microphone about somebody who attacked her the week before, and she flubbed a word while she's emotionally invested in what she's saying. Like, it's ridiculous that people, I thought it was a good promo. It got me excited for when they finally have a confrontation between each other in the ring with that AEW World Heavyweight Championship on the line. It's ridiculous when you think about it, Tommy. And really quick, because to me, the ratings conversation is a boring conversation, but they're thinking about doing away with that whole deal with the ratings because it's outdated. So all these people that are so quick to jump on Twitter and say, oh my God, they got 1.1 instead of 1.2 this week. Or boy, NXT did 750 instead of 800. Like, it's outdated. It's outdated now with streaming services and DVR and social media and YouTube. It's an outdated way of thinking.
Dave, I literally get emails about things where how you're consuming. Let's say the Super Bowl did 100 million views. That has no bearing on how many people were watching on their phone, how many people were watching across the world and other networks. It is insane to think about your footprint when you go out there and you say something or you do something on television or even this radio station. How many times after the show, usually about 10 to 15 minutes later, if you want to search your name, you will be like, this was just said on Busted Open. Or somebody will say a report and the report came from our show. Tony Khan just announced another signing, and you'll have half the people be like, ugh, who's it going to be? He keeps on making these big promises and doesn't deliver. And I'm like, this guy's delivered every single time. It's amazing. But that's if you follow the negative, and most on social media is negative, man. It doesn't need to be, because straight up, my grandfather was an Irish immigrant who had a strong Irish brogue, became a self-made millionaire through hard work. And there were times I could not understand my grandfather because he was speaking English but had an Irish brogue. And he would sometimes stop and correct himself and be like, and I'd be like, I'm sorry, Grandpa, I can't understand. He was like, he wouldn't be embarrassed of his Irish brogue. He was proud of it, and he would laugh and then almost imitate a New Yorker or how a New Yorker would say it. When I talk to the Iconics, they'll say something. I'd be like, what? We should put words underneath you, because I don't understand what you just said to me. And then they will talk like me and I'll laugh, because guess what? Then I sound like the idiot. Don't be an idiot. There's my bottom line.
Hi, everyone. This is Lindsay Rhodes. And if you're like me, you are as interested in the NFL offseason as you are in the games on the field. We've already seen the landscape change dramatically with franchise quarterbacks on the move, contenders bolstering their weaknesses, bottom feeders trying to spend their way to wins. We break it all down on my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, with new episodes every Thursday. So please subscribe and listen wherever you stream your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/busted open. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/busted open. $45 up front, payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Right off the heels of a fantastic match last night on Dynamite against Jon Moxley, our good friend, Jay Lethal. Jay, good morning to you.
Good morning, LaGreca. And Tommy, how are you?
What up, bud?
Thank you. You said right off the heels of a fantastic match. Well, I don't feel fantastic. I feel beat up.
Moxley brought it.
Oh, he always does, right? I was expecting nothing less. And I had never stepped into the ring with him before. Back in 2008, 2009, maybe 2007, we were on some shows together, but we've actually never been in the ring together. Yesterday was a first.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Well, you guys actually have a great chemistry like you should because you're both pros, and it was a really, really good match. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I do have to ask you one thing. I know you've studied a lot of tape. I know you're just like Dave LaGreca. You're a big Ric Flair fan. How come you fell victim to the small package? I mean, come on now. He locked that in. If you would have just quickly cinched it, you would have been here without the L.
I'm always ready for the small package. I did not lose to the small package, though. He didn't beat me with the small package.
What was it, inside cradle? You're right. No, he did. You fed up small package DDT.
Yes, the DDT, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, okay. No one could get up after a DDT.
You of all people should know that.
Yeah. Tommy, you got confused. Unfortunately, my wife, Violetta, has to deal with the small package. But anyway, Jay. Jay, new with AEW, how does it feel to be a part of AEW, being in the AEW locker room?
It feels incredible. From the first day I got there, because I know everybody in the locker room pretty much. There's only a few faces that I never met. And literally the venues and the buildings are huge, so you can go a whole day without seeing all the wrestlers there. But every time I turned a corner, straight from the first day, it was, oh, man, I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, man, it's good to have you here. It's like, man, being in the Ring of Honor locker room was so cool because it was a smaller locker room, and I enjoyed getting to sit down in the locker room once I know that I've said hello to everybody, and everyone's sharing stories, and everyone's happy to see each other. And when you go out after the show to eat, everyone's there because it's a smaller locker room. But it's the same, that same loving feeling, but just on a grander scale. Like, man, it's so crazy that, you know, when I get there in the morning, by the time I leave, I can still see someone who I hadn't seen all day. Like, it's wild. And, you know, they know that it wasn't done on purpose. So, like, that's pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm loving it at AEW. Absolutely loving it.
This weekend, you have a big, big matchup. We're talking, from Ring of Honor. Dave said he hasn't talked to you in a long time. You know, I'm sure you were shocked with everything Ring of Honor going away. Were you more shocked when Tony purchased it?
That's a great question. I think I was more shocked when it was going away, only because that was my financially, that was my bread and butter. That was how I was getting it. It was more of a shock to me to find out now you don't have a job. But it was definitely unbelievable when I heard that Tony bought it. And the coolest thing about it to me is, throughout all the years of Ring of Honor, it has always been and felt like this underground cult fighting club. And if you didn't know about it, then you weren't cool. And if you didn't know about it, then you were just an average wrestling fan. Only the cool, knowledgeable wrestling fans knew about it, and they dictated who they thought was the best in the world, man. You think this guy on television is great? You got to see this guy here at this Ring of Honor, this underground feel. And that has really carried them throughout all the years, which is cool. Even though Ring of Honor struggled and tried to fight to become more than just that underground grunge feel promotion, we've tried for years to overcome that. And sometimes, you know, we shouldn't have rocked the boat. We should have just stuck to that. But now that AEW owns it and Tony Khan owns it, now it's really, really more than any time ever has a chance to be to break out of that underground feel. It has a chance to have more eyes on it. It also has a chance to become a place where stars not only are made and developed, but they stay because it's a destination. Because you can actually make a living there now. So yeah, I'm super excited when I heard that Tony bought it. Also, I was excited on another note. It was very tough for me to get over the fact that when they dropped that bombshell on us, not only did I no longer have a job at that particular time, but so did a lot of other guys. So hopefully, fingers crossed, because I made a lot of friendships in wrestling in my time in Ring of Honor. Hopefully, this leads to some of my friends who are no longer employed, some fantastic wrestlers that just need some more, you know, experience, and they need a little bit, you know, guys put some more eyes on them so they can actually see what they can do. So hopefully this leads to some of the guys who no longer have jobs getting some jobs, fingers crossed.
Yeah, Jay, and I've said this many times on the air. I was actually speaking to Kerry Silken not too long ago, and I mentioned it to him. If there was like a Mount Rushmore for Ring of Honor, you would obviously be on that Mount Rushmore. And here you are coming full circle. You're with AEW, have that security. And then now you're wrestling Friday night at the Ring of Honor show, WrestleMania weekend. Mm. What's that night going to be like for you?
Supercard is going to be awesome. And the wild thought here is, you know, every wrestler, once they get into wrestling anyway, they want to be the main event. We all struggle and strive to be that main event, that guy, the match that brings them all in. So let's talk about Supercard's main event. I don't know what the order of the show is. And let's play a little game here. What do you think should the main event should be of Supercard? And you won't hurt my feelings with your answer, especially if your answer is the same one as mine. So we got me versus Lee Moriarty. Man, we got the Briscoes versus FTR. Josh Woods defends the TV. Josh Woods defends the Pure title against Yuta. Man, it's a stacked show. So what do you think the main event should be? And then I'll give you my answer.
Well, I mean, are we still getting Gresham and Bandido?
Yes, we still
are. Well, that's your main event, Jay. That's your main event.
Right. Okay. And I think Gresham is he's operating on a high level. Technically, hold for hold, it's rare that anybody can step into the ring and match him. But, and I would love to be the main event too, but even I'm going to take a backseat to this one because I believe that the main event should be the Briscoes versus FTR, in my opinion. In my opinion. I really do. What about you, Tommy?
I feel fans' interest. They are the most interested in that match. That's the match they've wanted the entire time. However, the world title is the most important, and we're also unifying it. I would put that on always last because the world title should mean the most. And if I'm going from Tony Khan brain, the world title should and always does. I mean, you look at how he's booked a lot of his pay-per-views. The world title usually goes on last. So I like playing the fantasy booker. If I'm doing it for television, I'm definitely putting the FTR on last just because I'm going to try to hold my audience. But because this is live on pay-per-view, I already have my audience. So I'm going to put it on second to last.
Okay, I hear you, and we agree to disagree.
And I hear where you're coming from, Jay, because like I just mentioned, you on that Mount Rushmore, the Briscoes would be on that Mount Rushmore too. And
thank you.
And I think that's a big reason why I understand. You know, it's kind of like your heart and your head situation. My head says Gresham and Bandido, but my heart says the Briscoes and FTR.
Right, and also the Briscoes, only ones to be in Ring of Honor longer than me, still going. So when you look at the show, the lineup for tomorrow, who's been there the longest? It's been the Briscoes. They beat me by 2 years, I believe. And then I took a little hiatus and went to Impact Wrestling, and they stayed. So, like, yeah, the Briscoes, I mean, there's nobody more synonymous with Ring of Honor than the Briscoes. And I think, Tommy, too, I think not putting the world title on last doesn't demean the title or bring it down any bit, I don't think. But, yeah, if I'm playing fantasy booker, I'm putting that tag match on last.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good one, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Hall of Fame sportscaster Leslie Visser. And if you love sports the way I do, the people, the passion, then you'll enjoy my podcast, In Conversation, every Thursday. I've drawn from 45 years of covering all sports with people like Billie Jean King and David Duchovny and the merry prankster himself, Bill Walton.
I have reached the top of the mountain. I am having a conversation with Leslie Visser, my hero.
So please listen and subscribe wherever you stream your podcasts.
We bring in Bianca Belair. Bianca, good morning to you and congratulations on everything.
Thank you. Good morning.
What is up? The EST of WWE. Man, I've been a fan of yours since I first seen you. I couldn't be happier to interview you as well as to see you rise. Dave and I were just talking. Your stardom had just blew up, and it also blew up in a time where, like, there was no fans. And as a wrestler, you know, we work for those reactions, but man, what a difference it has made, because it's what, 2 years, and now you're going to be again on top wrestling in front of all those fans. It's just, I'm super duper happy and proud of you because your success is awesome. It really is.
Thank you so much. I mean, that means so much to me. It was very hard coming out and even being new and trying to introduce myself to the WWE Universe with no fans, because it's for me, I don't want people to just watch me in the ring and watch me be the EST or watch me accomplish things. I want them to feel it. I want them to be a part of it. I want to make people feel something. And it's sometimes it's hard to do that just through a TV screen. So it's amazing. And now I get to be at WrestleMania this Saturday going against Becky Lynch in front of the biggest crowd I've ever been in front of. So it's like, I'm excited.
Who came up with the EST? I love
it. I did. I was in NXT, and I remember Mark Henry came down to NXT, and he pulled me aside. He was like, "Hey, who do you want to be? Like, when you go out there, you know, you want people to know exactly who you are without you having to open your mouth or do anything or any, you know, it needs to be simplified." And so I'm like, "How can I simplify this? Because I feel like I'm like multi, you know, faceted, and I feel like I'm not just one thing. Like I'm strong, but I'm also fast, and I'm tough, and I'm rough. I'm the quickest. I'm the greatest. I'm the best. I'm the okay. All that ends in EST. Wait, EST rhymes with NXT. I'm the EST of NXT. So then I became the EST of WWE. So it kind of just all came together. I was cutting a promo at one of the live events in NXT, and I was just rambling about how I was the strongest and the fastest and the roughest and the toughest, and it all just naturally came together. So it was the first thing that I did, and it stuck.
Nice.
You know, Bianca, life's crazy. And I remember Mark, like, showing the videos. Mark knew, like, that you were a tremendous athlete, but knew that you would be the perfect WWE superstar. Isn't it crazy how life is? Because one thing goes just one way, and it can completely change your course. Like, how crazy is that?
Life is wild. I remember when Mark Henry was contacting me on Instagram, and I thought it was fake. And ironically, like, before he even contacted me, I was talking to my mama, and I was like, "Hey, I was thinking about maybe like trying out for the WWE," but I never followed through on it. And then Mark Henry contacted me. He's like, "Hey, you know, I saw a video of you doing CrossFit. You're wearing these big bows and tutus, and you're doing cartwheels before you lift the weights, and you're grabbing the microphone like you're cutting promos. Have you ever thought of being a WWE superstar?" He's like, "I can get you a tryout, but you have to do the rest, but just go be yourself and you should be fine." And he was the first person that saw that in me. And without his affirmation of like, "Hey, you can do this," I probably would have never followed through with it. And so, you know, he really opened the door for me, and I never imagined really, you know, I didn't grow up imagining myself being a WWE superstar, but now that I am, I can't imagine being anything other than doing what I'm doing now. And, you know, when I look back on my life, I see that everything that I did led me to here without me even knowing it. And I'm finally walking to my purpose, and it feels amazing. And I've completely fallen in love.
Dave and I were talking before you came on, and I was like, if you realize what you've done, when you get older, you become more and more reflective. So you got a long way to do this. But if you were to sit on the top of the mountain and look at yourself and what you accomplished, there's 39 WrestleMania main events, and how many millions of wrestlers, but how many people can say they main evented a WrestleMania? You can. And I'm not talking male or female. Then if you break it down to female, we broke it down. It was five. The, in the history of wrestling, I was at WrestleMania 1 when you had Wendi Richter and Fabulous Moolah, and they weren't in the main event. But like, if you really sit back and be like, holy crap, I accomplished something. And that is so amazing. It truly is. You have, and the other thing, I'm a parent. When you showed your parents watching wrestling, I lost it because I was like, this is what it's all about. Because me and Dave, we went to, my father's not with me anymore. And my greatest moments with my dad were at wrestling. It's just, I loved it. Loved it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It's, I think back and reflect on last year at WrestleMania, and it gets even more surreal. And I know that, you know, some people will even go, you know, when you're in WWE, your main goal is to make it to WrestleMania, right? Because that's what it's all about, to main event within itself. And even when I was in that moment, I kept questioning myself, like, should it be someone else? Like, I don't know. So, but I took it on and I understand like the magnitude of how special it is and how it's, things like that don't happen and how quickly it's happened. And to now be back at WrestleMania again, this would be my second WrestleMania in a title opportunity within my first 2 years of being on main roster. So it's special. And I understand the magnitude of it. And so when I go out there, I just try to give it all that I have because I'm so blessed and honored to be in this position. And I work hard for it all the time because I want to show up and show out and live up to the occasion.
Now, Bianca, we're seeing a different Becky Lynch. And a lot of that is because of you. At SummerSlam, you know, Becky Lynch surprised you, beat you pretty quickly, and fans were upset. Here's Becky Lynch, one of the most popular WWE superstars there is. But when she beat you, people were mad. Like, how did that make you feel that, hey, you know what? That people are loving me, are emotionally invested in me. And this is Becky Lynch.
Yeah, you know, SummerSlam was rough. It was tough, you know, to go from main eventing WrestleMania, winning the title, winning an ESPY off of that match and having all this momentum. And then Becky Lynch comes back and then she takes the title in 26 seconds. And I was like, okay, so is this, I wasn't finished. I just got started with, I wanted to do more with the title. And what happens now? Am I finished? And then to go online and to see the outpouring love and all the support. And I was like, wow. You know, maybe people thought I was just supposed to just go away and that's it, but no. Ironically, I feel like it made me a bigger star. It got people behind me even more. And, you know, I constantly just was trying to check my perspective the whole time. I was like, hey, yeah, you lost the title in 26 seconds, but I always say my why is the impact and the influence I have on people. And that's my why, what I do, what I do. So yeah, you lost the title in 26 seconds, but your impact is going to last longer than 26 seconds. And this is proof of that. So it's time to show people who you are without the title, show them that you're still the EST, and let's show a different side of you. Let's climb back right up to the top and let's do it. So it's been a really cool ride and journey, and the fans have really been riding with me. So at WrestleMania, when I'll throw it out there, when I had the Raw Women's title holding it up above my head, it won't just be me enjoying that moment. It'll be all the people that rode with me along the way.
Yeah, David. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, Becky Lynch at the time was the most popular female.
And she's making a return.
And everybody went nuts. And it turned you. It was brilliant. And it was like everybody will say, it was a moment. And you've had so many, and there are so many more. I'm going to give you a quick little merch idea. It's going to be called the hair shot heard round the world. I was famous for the chair shot heard around the world. Because when you whipped Becky with that, the internet, was it real? Was it fake? Oh my gosh. We talked about it forever.
Yeah. Did a whole show on it.
You got the hair shot heard around the world. That's a t-shirt right there. And there.
I saw people online saying, oh yeah, they added in noise. I'm like, no, they didn't. That was, I thought the one at WrestleMania with Sasha Banks was loud, but when I hit Becky, I was almost like, oh, I'm so sorry that I'm not sorry. But sorry, because that was loud.
My mom used Bianca, to do that with a wooden spoon on me.
Oh, jeez. Bianca, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Tear it up.
All right. Thank you. Will do, always. We'll
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.